Well, folks, it's a warm afternoon here in Healdsburg, and it's only the beginning of May. I'm sitting with Tony Lombardi, and we're both looking outside going, a little warm for this time of the year. But we love Sonoma Wine Country, and he has some great wines. Lombardi Wines is the label. And we're going to be talking about single vineyard Pinot Noirs now, a subject that's very close to my heart. Sir, it's great to see you.
Hey, thanks again, Doc. It's such a great time to be up here. I love Healdsburg, and gosh, we're here May 4th, and the weather is just shorts and flip-flops.
We hope that the summer comes and goes and is a beautiful growing season here. Let's talk about both of these wines and single vineyard, one from Petaluma Gap, which is your stomping ground, and also Russian River Valley, which really borders right onto this great town here, the wine hub of Sonoma County.
Sonoma County. Is there any other? It's the Garden of Eden. You put something in the ground here and it grows. It's an amazing area. It was always important for me at some point. I love the blending process of making, you know, Appalachian wines and the freedom it allows you to kind of craft the very best blends that you can. There's such unique and exceptional vineyard sites throughout Sonoma County. And more than that, there's the relationships that are personal with growers and families that have been growing and farming for generations. And one in particular is the Giusti family. And I made a 2018 single vineyard wine from the Giusti Ranch there in kind of the Sebastopol Grayton area in West County. And, you know, the personal relationship is one that goes back 40 years. You know, I moved here with my parents and younger sisters in the Sebastopol in particular in the mid-70s. It was the Giustis and the family that actually came and farmed my parents 2 acres of Gravenstein apples. So they would prune the trees, they would take the fruit, they would burn the pile, they would till the field. And so I've known that family what seems like forever. And not to be kind of reacquainted during my time at Costa Brown again. Michael Brown had a relationship with the family as well to make and craft delicious wine and Pinot Noir off that Giusti Ranch vineyard. And so I got a couple of tons of Giusti Ranch in 2018, and I thought the barrels were so nice that I just had to carve them out and make about 90 cases of wine. The 2018, like I said, it's really reflective of Russian River Valley, that bright, racy, juicy, red-fruited wine. It's just got such depth and mid-palate and kind of saturates and coats the mouth. I love it, and how it pairs with anything between salads, fish, game. It doesn't go better than with pig, right? Or bacon.
We might have to try them all.
We may just have to. Let's just carve out a day and go through the menu with Dustin Vallette with all of our wines.
Now, we have another single vineyard, Petaluma Gap. That's one of the newest AVAs, and it's really exciting down that way. Some of the wines that are coming out of there makes an expression on your face include a huge smile.
Yeah, again, you know, to craft a wine from the place in which you live, you raise your family. My boys, who are now almost 18 and 19, they've only known their dad to be in the wine business. And now, you know, with a brand and a name, with their name on the label, you know, this is my legacy to them. And it was very important to me to, again, go back to honor Petaluma, my history here as an Italian third-generation family. That I would make some Petaluma Gap wines. And the Hill Justice Vineyard 2018, of which I made about, you know, the same, you know, about 90 cases of this wine. And it comes off a site that, again, I mentioned the Roberts Road Vineyard earlier, but now this vineyard sits about 1,100 to 1,200 feet in elevation as the Sonoma Mountain kind of rises. And if people know where Gap's Crown Vineyard is, this vineyard is just due south, you know, as a crow flies. So it's got that steep hill, it's got struggling soils. Again, it's that last frontal exposure of the Petaluma Gap, because on the other side of the mountain is the Sonoma Valley, where there's a warming trend. This mountain really sees the last of that cold influence in both air, wind, and temperature, and it makes wines. Again, the grapes are like little hand grenades, you know, so they just adapt to their environment. The skins are a little thicker, the berries are a little smaller, but it makes a beautifully elegant and intense Pinot Noir for me, and I so love this vineyard site.
Well, folks, these are wines that we're going to take some time, relax, open these bottles, and Justin do the work here. Vallette is a star here in town, and they're opening another new restaurant, and Tony and I will just
bring it on.